Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Ashley Hines, just 18, joins friends in D.C. for a celebration at a local hotel. The party turns ugly. Someone's asked to leave. Shots ring out. Police arrive. 18-year-old Hines dead from a gunshot wound.
Nancy Hines was a freshman at Louisiana State University, home in D.C. for her winter break. Her murder is the first recorded in the Capitol in 2024. The city had 274 murders in 2023, the highest recorded since 1997. Hines' mother says she was texting with Ashley just moments before her death. Her last message was, "I love you."
Witnesses and CCTV help cops identify the shooter, Jelani Cousin, also 18, now charged with murder too. Amanda Brocu comes home from work to find her driveway missing. Yes, her entire concrete path torn away. Brocu is an indirect victim of a scam. After repeatedly turning away contractors for work she did not hire, one contractor made it through, ripping up the driveway. Here's how the scam works. Scammers hire contractors to complete a project at a random home, then pay more than the work will cost with a bad check and collect a large refund. In Brocu's case, the contractors did not catch on to the scam before they completed the job, removing her driveway. If the scammers are ever caught, at least a prosecutor has some concrete evidence. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Authorities now say they have discovered the gun used to shoot a couple who vanished just before Christmas. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
A father and son from Texas, both arrested in connection with the deaths of the 18-year-old pregnant woman and her boyfriend, are now being charged with tampering with evidence. At a press conference, San Antonio Police Chief William McManus stated that the father and son, quote, made enough statements to implicate them in the murder. The additional charges in the deaths of Savannah Nicole Soto and 22-year-old Matthew Guerra were made public just 2 days after investigators interviewed the suspects. The couple's discovery dead in a car had previously been described by him as very, very perplexing. A charge of capital murder has been leveled against 19-year-old Christopher Presardio. 53-year-old Ramon Presardio has been charged with abuse of a corpse and stands accused of assisting in moving the remains. Police also charged the younger Presardio with abuse of a corpse in addition to the original charges against both men of altering, destroying, or concealing evidence. Ramon Presardio was asked if he felt regret after being arrested. To this, he responded, quote, "Aren't you sorry for lying about what you're saying?" Meanwhile, while being led by police to a different vehicle, his son remained silent. McManus cited a concern about impeding the ongoing investigation and declined to disclose details on what led to the new accusations. He claimed that during a search of the Presardio's house, investigators discovered a gun thought to be the murder weapon. It was the weekend before Christmas when Soto was declared missing after her family reported that she had not arrived at a medical center for an induced delivery that had been scheduled for that day. A few days later, her and Guerra's bodies were discovered by the police in a vehicle outside an apartment building in San Antonio. According to the local medical examiner, the couple were both shot in the head. Authorities say that a third victim of the killings is Soto's unborn child.
Investigators say the murders seem to have been the result of a drug deal, with Chief McManus stating that there was proof of drug sales on both Soto and Guerra's phones. A Milwaukee woman has entered a guilty plea to 5 counts of homicide after running a red light in May and colliding with another vehicle, 3 teenagers and a 1-year-old girl among the dead. 6 other felony charges against 21-year-old Antoyona Sandifer were dropped by the prosecution in return for her guilty plea. Our friends with the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel are reporting that Assistant District Attorney Sarah Sadowski will request a, quote, substantial prison sentence from the court. February 19th is the date now set for sentencing. In a lawsuit involving Jeffrey Epstein, over 130 additional court documents have now been made public. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
The newly released documents provide further insight into the late millionaire financier's relationships with various celebrities in addition to his sexual abuse of underage girls. Extracted testimony from Epstein's employees, phone messages he received, including one from Harvey Weinstein, and numerous legal memos from attorneys outlining potential witnesses should the lawsuit proceed to trial were all included in the most recent set of documents. All of the records are associated with a defamation action that Virginia Giuffre, one of Epstein's victims, brought against Ghislaine Maxwell, the millionaire's girlfriend, in 2015. Several women had accused Maxwell of assisting Epstein in his efforts to recruit minors for sex. The lawsuit was settled in 2017.
Maxwell was subsequently prosecuted and is now serving 20 years behind bars.
Thanks, John. Tyler Goodrich picks up pizza for his family on his way home from work at the Nebraska Department of Corrections. After sending the two children to bed, Goodrich argues with his husband, storms out of their Omaha home. Goodrich, an active runner, seen on surveillance jogging in the neighborhood. But Goodrich never comes home. He also misses a team marathon the very next day. While Goodrich had his cell phone and wallet with him when he left, there have been no pings or bank activity since he disappeared. If you have info on Tyler Goodrich, now missing 2 months, please contact Lancaster County Sheriff's 402-441-6500. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.